This is Robert Stark. I am joined here with Tiffany and James. They are from the band Fire Tiger. It's great having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having us. We are so happy to be here.
Thanks, Robert.
And I'm also joined here with my co-host, Pillator.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just discovered your music recently, I think because your publicist followed me on Twitter, but I'm a big fan now.
Awesome. Well, she's doing her job. I've got to pay her more now.
So you started Fire Tiger back in 2011. Can you talk about how you met each other and how things got started?
Well, I met James in, let me say, about 9-10 years ago, and it was at a party. We met, and he wanted a male singer. He wanted a kind of like a Journey or a, what's his name? Steve Perry, sorry. Or, I don't know, name some singers, James. Who did you want to be your singer for your band?
I'm drawing a blank here.
He's drawing a blank, but he didn't want a, you know, a female singer at that time, and I kind of had to rehearse on how to be a man. And I guess I did a good job, because then 2 years later, we created Fire Tiger, and we've been in a band ever since.
How did you come up with the name?
James.
Oh, Fire Tiger. Well, I kind of liked how in the 80s there were a lot of double names, like Oingo Boingo or Duran Duran, Aha. So, and I wanted something with fire in it, and so Fire Tiger rhymes with fire. That was about it. It wasn't anything really that interesting. But
you have a performance at the Viper Room this Thursday. Can you promote that?
Yes. We are playing with Concrete Kiss, High Risk, Get Some, and Justin Cuomo at 8 p.m., the Viper Room, Thursday night. And you could get on our $7 discount guest list if you email us at web@firetigermusic.com, or you say Fire Tiger at the door, or else it'd be $15 entry. Is that cool?
You performed at the House of Blues fairly, was that fairly recently?
Yeah, when was that? That was pretty recent. Our last show was at the Whiskey. Right?
No, actually,
the last show was at the Viper Room.
Yeah, we just played the Viper Room a month ago.
Before that was the Whiskey.
Yeah.
Are most of your shows in L.A., or do you travel all around the country?
To be honest, they're all in L.A., and that is our problem. We need to get out, but I just can't leave this city. It's like a drug. I'm just lazy.
It's like a walking in L.A.
Yeah, I'm just walking in circles, and it just can't stop. It's like the Bermuda Triangle, but for here, and it's awful. I need to get out. So we will start, though. That's a good question.
Your music video energy, you have a lot of footage of LA, especially Hollywood. Can you talk about that video, the song Energy, and the cinematography for that video?
So that video was done and recorded in one day, edited in one day, so 2 days total. I think it was for it was my roommate that filmed it.
Yeah, we used to live in a house with there were six of us, half musicians and then half actors and a couple of actresses and an actor. And our roommate, Todd Rosenberg.
Yeah, shout out to Todd. He didn't pay us rent for 1 month, and that's how he paid it.
But he's just really good he just went out with Tiffany out in Hollywood Boulevard and just started getting a bunch of footage, and the video was done in a day with no budget or anything. It turned out pretty well, I think.
Yeah, the 80s look is accidental. It's because it's low budget, and that's what gives it that 80s look. But it wasn't on purpose. That's all we had was Hollywood Boulevard that hasn't really renovated itself since the 80s, and a cheap camera. And, that's what gave it that old school vibe. So that's pretty cool.
When I was looking at it, I was thinking, like, high budget music video from like the late, maybe the late 80s, but sometimes low budget you can really capture, sometimes you can really get something great.
Exactly, and I think it was a happy accident, for sure.
And your other music video, Greenlight, can you talk about the cinema photography for that? That's also has a really 80s feel.
Yeah, James was inspired by Phil Collins'
Take Me Home. Video for Take Me Home. He goes around the world. Well, he's actually on tour around the world, but we just took some traveling pictures and put them together.
Yeah, I mean we just do what we can, you know, for free without a budget. And that's what we come up with, just kind of like whatever you see. I mean, it's not. I wish we had a huge, you know, $50,000 budget, but you never know.
Are we getting some traffic on that video from the Lord song?
Oh yeah, Lord came out with a song called "Green Light" a week
unfortunately,
ago.
Unfortunately, but I mean,
no, it's fine.
We came out with it.
Yeah, we came out with it first.
We came out with it first, but we like her song.
Yeah, we like her song.
Who are some of your biggest influences, and have you always been into 80s music?
Okay, so we're different on our influences. So, James, who inspired you?
Oh, there's all sorts of people. Too many to name, really.
Name the top five.
Top five. Well, we both really like the Smiths a lot, even though it wouldn't be maybe your first guess with our music, but... We like the Smiths, and then like everything from the 80s that was just kind of a lot of one-hit wonders, you know, and then things like a lot of carryovers from the 70s into the 80s, like a lot of those rock acts like Foreigner, that kind of thing.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, we like everything from the new wave, like Depeche Mode, and then to the kind of more rock. Like
literally, if it has a good song, we're going to love it. So more, we're more like into the song writers than the artists themselves, because I don't know, I feel stronger about a song than an artist. I fall in love with the song.
A lot of the times I'll be inspired by like a TV show theme, like
exactly
like that, like Believe It or Not. Walking on Air.
It's Depeche Mode has a new album coming out this week on Friday. I'm excited for that.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. What is it called?
Spirit. They had this new song, I think, Where's the Revolution? The video came out a few weeks ago. Yeah, they're coming back to in the New York City area all the way in September. So if you want to order tickets now for Depeche Mode, it's now. So I should get to that if I want to go see Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Some of those bands are still around. So.
Yeah, we saw them at the Hollywood Bowl. They were awesome. Oh, my God. One of the best bands I've ever seen. Yeah, okay.
You're saying besides the 80s? You also influenced by the 60s and the 70s. Is there definitely a lot of overlap?
Yeah, because all of it is great. The bar is set high above the sky from the 60s to, I guess, early 90s. Music was just phenomenal, from the vocal melodies to the chords, the musicianship. And, of course, a lot of, you know, Beatles to Tina Turner. You know, I know it's kind of random, but everybody, just literally any great song there ever was, that's what we're inspired by.
What do you think is missing in music today, and do you think there is an overall decline in music?
We try to be positive everywhere we go now, because we listen to interviews that we've done before and we're like, why do we say that? Like, what if we meet that person one day? You know, so we won't name anybody specifically. But music overall today, in our opinions, has taken somewhat of a downturn on quality. Not everybody, I'm not saying everybody, but that's our opinion. And
it seems to be like there's a difference between what record industry or radio industry people feel people will like, and then what people actually like. Like, you know, I've noticed that there must be a lot of dumbing down, as far as, you know, the chord structures are much simpler, are kind of all the same. You have to have the same sound. And to get something on the radio, you have to have basically the same sound as everyone else. It's really hard to get something that sounds different. out there commercially today. So I think that's a giant factor in why, you know, music as an art has kind of overall had a decline. And it's kind of more of a, I don't know, it's all a matter of opinion, I guess, but a lot of people seem to feel that way.
There's some AM and FM radio stations that focus on 80s music. Obviously, there's Jack FM, but I know there was one in Santa Barbara here that I think they recently shut down. Have you thought about approaching those stations to play your music?
That's a good idea. Thanks for that idea. I will get on it right
away.
Did
you guys approach them?
Yeah, why don't you guys approach them?
Every time we approach anybody, they're like, okay, whatever.
Get away from me, mullet.
Okay, you're in a band. Who else? Who isn't?
I mean. Yeah, but yeah, that's a good idea. We will get on it.
Sorry, yeah, tell us about that station. What are you... do you know them, or is something you listen to over there, or is it new?
I forget the name, but they actually shut down about a year ago.
Okay.
I like to get on Jack FM. I love that station.
Jack FM is a station here that kind of, it's syndicated.
Yeah, they have Bob FM and...
Yeah, their slogan is playing what we want, and they play a lot of 80s and classic stuff, but then they kind of play... like good songs from today too.
Yeah, they pick a lot of really good songs today.
I noticed that like the oldies stations, like K-Earth 101, they started playing 80s music like in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean it's...
Yeah, I love K-Earth 101.
It's coming back, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we started it, yo! We started this. I'm just kidding. There was actually like way more people that started this, but we were one of them. We were one of the thousands.
What do you think about the whole new retro wave genre? Their work is also an 80s revival, but I'd say it has a different sound.
Much different sound.
How would you describe it being different from what we're doing?
Let me see.
Keyboard.
More synth.
All fake instruments, right? There's no live drums, no it's not really theatrical on the
vocals. Also less vocals.
Yeah, less vocals, more like a vibe if you're having like a cocktail at some pool on the roof in West Hollywood.
A lot of that stuff is great, but you know, like what we're trying to bring back is kind of more on the rock and end of stuff, especially since there's, you know, rock is kind of is really a dying genre.
More pop rock, more like...
Yeah. Pop rock is really...
Yeah, pop rock would be the genre that we have.
Yeah,
with... Why we sound 80s is I think maybe a lot of keyboards and maybe my vocal melodies. I got a lot of people saying it's because my voice, even if I cover a modern day song, it'll sound 80s, which I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but so I have an 80s voice. Apparently there's an 80s voice.
Yeah, I've noticed that listening to films from the 80s, there is a different dialect and how people talked.
Yeah, there actually is. I have to agree with that. There is a different way to sing in every decade, I believe. And right now it's kind of, we call it sweater, like sweater people.
How do sweater people sound?
From the Bay Area.
They sound tired.
It's like, I'm so tired, I've been driving down.
Yeah.
It's like that, R, and then like, I hurt so bad. It's like, hurt, like I'm going to hurt. Like, just say hurt. I don't know. So I'm just trying to bring English back.
What were you doing in music, both of you, before you started Fire Tiger? Was it the similar sound, or were you in a different different genre?
When we started Fire Tiger?
Prior to that.
Prior to Fire Tiger. We actually had Tiffany doesn't like to talk about it much, but we had a cover band called Danger Zone.
It really hurt me.
Danger Zone. We had a little bit of we had a little trouble writing lyrics and stuff to begin with, and so it was easier to kind of just come up to get a cover band together, and we played in Vegas and got some experience playing out as Danger Zone LA was the name of the band.
One of the guys in there is a popular actor now on Netflix. He's on that show.
Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty Dicker.
Yeah.
He's like, don't tell people I did that. Well, you did, Scotty. I'm sorry.
And then we just started working on, what did we start? Our first song we started working on was called Fancy War Dance. It's the first song on our album, Energy. And then our guitarist at the time, he had to move to Michigan, but our guitarist Jordan, well, our guitarist now is named Jordan, but our guitarist then was named Jordan also.
This is like Spinal Tap.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's like, you know, this is awesome. Why are we doing covers? You know, and I thought, wow, I was, you know, I had to get some motivation from people around me first.
And then he grew his mullet out, and then he was all power from then.
So, yeah, but we're very happy with the original part. You know, the part about writing songs is probably the reason why we're still doing music, you know.
What is your most recent album, and what are you performing Thursday night?
Okay, so our recent album that we're making right now, it's still in the making. We can't say the name yet because the name is such a hook. It might just go out there and somebody might want it. You know how it is.
We are going to be announcing our new songs soon. Our last couple live shows, we played three songs off of our new upcoming album that's coming out this year. Our only album we have to date is still Energy, which is actually we're very proud of, and so most of our set is that because people know the songs and stuff. But we have three new songs that we're playing on Thursday that haven't been heard by anyone who hasn't been to a show. So
we've been playing them at our most recent shows, and so that'll be about three new songs. Yeah, and we'll be performing Energy, Just. Count Dracula. Are you familiar with these songs? I don't know if you heard them. Green Light and the three other ones. You're going to have to find out at the show.
You know what? I was thinking when I was listening to your music, kind of like you said about those old commercial songs from like back then. I remember there was this one really cheesy movie. Did you ever see The Jetsons, the movie from like 1990? Do you remember the animated scene in it? I think it was by Tiffany, this one singer. It was like this super like cheesy like pop stuff, and it was like this strange.
Are you talking about the
which song by Tiffany was it?
I think you and me.
You're talking about the late 80s pop star Tiffany.
Yep, yes I am.
Yeah, I think We're Alone Now, is that the song?
Yeah.
It's like You and Me. It was like da na na da da, and that
was You and Me.
Yeah. And that within the Jetsons.
She's famous for I Think We're Alone Now, which is actually a cover of a 60s song.
Mm-hmm, that was a cover.
Yeah. But, no, I never saw the Jetsons.
It's super cheesy. It's, like, infamously cheesy. If you go on YouTube, people make fun of it. But the point is, I love it for the 80s aesthetic, like what Robert Stark is setting. The whole vaporwave kind of, oh, you missed that, actually, time period. And it was so into that period, it becomes, like, you can't it's hard to replicate it, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, this might be a little bit off topic, but I remember as a kid, like, and not so much, I mean, I was born in 85, but I remember as a kid in the 90s, like, all the L.A. malls, like Westside Pavilion, Beverly Center, and the ones in the valley, like the Sherman Oaks Galleria, had a cool, really 80s look.
Yeah, I don't really like 80s fashion. I mean, for the houses. I mean,
interior design, yeah.
Interior, yeah. I don't like the buildings or the colors of the sofas.
Like
20s.
You like the 20s fashion?
I like 20s.
Or 20s style.
Yeah, all homes started looking bad after
50s.
The 50s. 50s is what started the low ceilings. I don't know, I'm being weird. We're talking about architecture now. Let's continue.
Yeah, that's part. I guess that's kind of part of the part of every show, but you have all those cool mid-century homes in the Hollywood Hills that you always see in movies with the infinity pools.
Yeah.
James, do you prefer the keytar or the regular synthesizer? And is the keytar, is it just more for the aesthetic look, or do you? Or are there practical elements of playing a guitar?
It's actually, believe it or not, practical elements. That's why I'm still playing it. Otherwise, actually, now at this point, I'd rather be. I'm going to start playing regular keyboards, but I got to save a little money. But the keytar, I'm able to switch sounds. It's like basically, I don't know, for keyboard nerds, it's a MIDI controller. So basically, I'm able to switch sounds, play two different keyboard modules at the same time, do all sorts of fun stuff. So yeah, that's why I use it. But ever since I saw other people using a lot of other people use the keytar, so I think I'd like to go back to just keyboards. And if we do a tour, I'd like to kind of have a keyboard wedge or, like, you know, kind of a Starship Enterprise looking thing would be fun.
Pilato, you want to ask about the keyboards?
Well, I was just thinking, you ever used a Roland SH-101 and actually used... I never used one of those old instruments, but I have some electronic instruments walking around.
Oh, you're a keyboardist?
So, yeah, sort of. We're into music a little bit, too. I'm more into the whole drum machine synthesizer aspect, you know, the whole... I don't know, it's just like... I never really used a keyboard. I mean, I think Roland makes some of those new-looking keyboard wedges. I don't know exactly what technology drum machines to use, but is there any, like, in-studio favorable synthesizer or product that you use? Or?
I use a Juno 106 a lot, which is an affordable analog synthesizer from 1984. You're probably familiar with it.
Yes, but, yes.
And a lot of the sounds off the Energy album are also from, I guess, I got the Roland Phantom G6 workstation, which is less interesting, but great as a workhorse, you know, if you need some sounds. A lot of people are using software synth sounds a lot now. You know, you can use it in Logic or in Pro Tools. We use Pro Tools, but...
That's
if you're using Logic, then yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah, for me, I just use like Reason. I'll have some of this hardware, like I have a Roland TB-03 and TR-09, and some of my brother has those big, I think the analog rhythm machines are like these Swedish $2,000 machines. I seem to always never leave Reason. And yeah, it's actually that electronic music is especially becoming more digital in an age which analog is, it's getting more pricey to at least have something that's analog, or at least that there's a certain charm to that. Yeah,
exactly. It's expensive. I mean, ideally, I'd like to go to tape. You know, just take a Jupiter 8 and go to straight to tape and all that. But we'd need a pretty big record deal to do that. You know, if you're on your own and working in Reason or Logic, you know, my two cents is that it's if you can get some sort of real instrumentation in there. Combine, you know, mixed in with the software synthesizer, you know, the computerized stuff, and usually it blends in really well. It adds a lot of life. Both kind of complement each other. The inside and outside the matrix.
Can you talk about the aspects of advertising and marketing over social media and the importance of that?
Yes, I think you have to be with the times today if you want to be successful. You need to utilize Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, every single avenue that you can, and get it out there. Keep pushing for those numbers, and that's how you're going to get noticed. We've sold, you know, over 10,000 albums thanks to YouTube and Facebook and all the great avenues out there, and live shows combined. So without the help of the internet, we would not have been able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. I mean, at the same time, just everybody can get out there, so it's flooded.
It is
flooded
with everybody, but there's still ways to maneuver around to your market and your sound. Yeah, I think it's a really great way to get out there.
We are getting close to the end of the show. Do you want to plug your event this Thursday at the Viper Room one more time?
Sure. You need to come and see us, Fire Tiger, at Thursday, March 16th, 8 p.m., with some amazing bands. We got some hot girls dancing on stage. They're in a band called Concrete Kiss. We have High Risk. It's a punk rock band. Get Some, another pop rock band. Justin Cuomo, which is kind of a country rock band. And it's going to be an amazing night, yeah.
It's been an excellent show. I'd like to thank Tiffany and James from Fire Tiger. Big fan of your music.
Thanks so much for having us. And thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And also, thanks, Peter.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice
thanks so much.
You.
Yeah.